Though members of Congress may be divided over when to begin a drawdown in Iraq, there is near agreement over what could happen in the absence of a large-scale U.S. military presence there. In a word, chaos. The debate is over how that chaos might affect U.S. national security. NPR's defense correspondent Guy Raz reports.
Here are some of the scenarios President Bush lays out when describing what might happen if U.S. troops leave Iraq anytime soon.
The consequences for America in the Middle East would be disastrous. In Iraq, sectarian violence would multiply on a horizon. Fighting could engulf the entire region in chaos. We would soon face a Middle East dominated by the extremists who emerged victorious in this struggle. Use Iraq as a base to launch new attacks against America.
On at least six occasions in the past 2 months, the president said,
if we fail in Iraq, the enemy will follow us home.
We'll take a closer look at all these scenarios in a moment, but first, a few points to consider. The U.S. military must begin scaling back its mission in Iraq by next April. The reason is simple. The Army will start to run out of available manpower at that point. They simply won't have enough bodies. Second, sources familiar with Defense Secretary Robert Gates' thinking says he wants the Iraqi Army to reach a certain acceptable level of readiness, at which point he could start moving U.S. combat forces off the front lines. Now, that process could take about 9 months, according to a senior military analyst who couldn't speak on the record. And the third point is, the Pentagon has commissioned a number of studies looking into what might happen in the event of a rapid U.S. pullout. Now, back to the scenarios, or rather, the perceived consequences of an early withdrawal.
You know, this is like Pandora's box. When you open up, you don't know what you're going to get.
This is James Carafano. He's a retired Army lieutenant colonel who studies the military at the Conservative Heritage Foundation. Carafano believes a withdrawal now would be disastrous.
If you walk away from Iraq and say, okay, let them fight it out, the best case scenario is after hundreds of thousands are displaced, you know, probably tens of thousands killed, the country is totally destitute, something like a Rwanda on steroids, that's the best case scenario.
It means U.S. forces may actually stand on the sidelines and watch the bloodletting from a distance in, say, Kuwait or Qatar. And Carafano, who's often asked by the Pentagon to take part in what's called war gaming, basically exercises in formulating scenarios, agrees with the president that Iraq could become a terrorist sanctuary. Except, what if it doesn't?
One of the indications of success that the administration is presenting is that in Anbar province, the Sunni tribes are beginning to turn against al-Qaeda.
This is Ray Take, an Iran expert at the Council on Foreign Relations. He says if the U.S. pulls out of Iraq, al-Qaeda will actually become bogged down by fighting internal enemies, enemies like Shiite militias.
So the idea that an American withdrawal will lead to an al-Qaeda sanctuary in northwest Iraq is belied by the evidence that administration is itself presenting.
But if, as the White House argues, we don't fight the terrorists there, won't they follow us home? Not necessarily, according to retired Marine Colonel Thomas Hammes.
That horse has left the barn. That training has already taken place. As long as this continues, it will continue to take place.
What he means is that Iraq-trained or Iraq-inspired terrorists have already left the nest. The question now is how to contain them. The other main question is what happens in the region as a whole. The White House predicts a full-scale regional war. But Ray Take says Iraq's neighbors have every interest in preventing that war from spilling over into their borders.
And instead of therefore intensifying their presence and exacerbating the civil war, they may actually involve in a serious mediation effort.
The problem, of course, is what happens in the interim, in that period between a U.S. pullout and a regional response. Now, most people looking into the possibilities predict an internal war far bloodier than the one taking place now, and something the American government, and by extension the American public, will have to be prepared to witness. Guy Raz, NPR News, Washington.